gosh. Look what she's wearing. It's so last season.
It's time for Fashion on the Fly.
Fashion on the Fly. Only on 93.1 Jams.
Well, it's me, Kelsey 22, Fashion on the Fly. Mm. Beautiful Kelsey Christine back in the house.
Yay. We missed you, girl.
Yes, we did.
I mean, I did miss you guys, but Hawaii was pretty. If I could choose one or the other, right. I think I'm going to choose Hawaii.
Okay.
It was beautiful there.
I bet it was. Yeah. So listen, we are on a Facebook Live. You want to check us out. And Fashion and Fly is all about fabulous fashions because Kelsey Christine is the best at what she does right here in Madtown. And we grabbed her.
That's right.
From everybody. So how was quickly Hawaii?
Amazing. So we were on Kauai and we had Connor and I went to our to Maui and the Big Island for our honeymoon. So we had never been to Kauai and we spent 9 days there. It was a family trip. So we were celebrating an anniversary for his parents and his dad's retirement. So whole family. We had a house on the ocean. It was beautiful. I still have my highlights saved on my Instagram story. So if you guys missed that, it's all on there. The sunsets and sunrises were just out of this world.
I bet.
Even like compared to Santorini last year, the sunsets in Hawaii are just amazing.
We want to relive through you.
I know. We do.
We'll look through those.
We will.
I know. I'm like, it's, you know, looking at the snow outside. I'm like, I'm just going to continue watching these and pretending I'm back there.
I know. It's so dramatic. Hey, so what's on today's blog post?
Okay. So I've had a lot of people that have asked for more workwear. And I know you guys have said that as well.
Like, yeah, for sure.
What do you wear to work? And I know a lot of people are on their way to work. So why not share a workwear blog post? So I have how to style a blazer two ways. So if you're not one that needs to go to work and have to learn how to style a blazer for work, I've also put another way to wear it for like more of a casual style. So two ways to style one blazer: workwear and casual wear. So the first one is the look for work. So I'm wearing it right now. If you're on Facebook Live,
love it.
I have this outfit on. You guys love it.
Yeah, we do.
It's just a black blazer and it has these cuffs that have a little bit of a print on them. I'm wearing a snake print top and then these drawstring paper bag pants, which I'll stand love up for Facebook them. Live so you guys can see.
Yeah.
Those are the jam right now, aren't they?
These pants?
Yeah.
Paper bag pants are very trendy. So these are a little bit longer. In the post, I put that you could actually use hem tape and tape them up. It's like just bought on Amazon. It's like $5 or you can buy it in the store. Hem tape is just like a little piece of tape you'll put on the inside and it temporarily hems your pants. So if they're too long, like you want to crop them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It works with like blazers and like hems down here like this. You could hem the bottom if it's too long.
It
works wonders.
Wow. Hem tape.
Hem tape.
That's awesome.
That is a Chloe find. So my friend Chloe, who's always on my Instagram, she's the one that told me about that.
Okay.
So yeah, these, I like to wear them a little more cropped. Today they're longer, so they hit like right at the ankle.
Yeah.
And then I'm wearing flats with them. Uh-huh. And then I also, which my bag actually is over there, but I have a pop of color. So it's all neutral. Like my snake print, I would consider that a neutral. Wearing pops of color in my bag and my shoes. So I have a red. And then I did wear a red lip on the blog post. I did it today just because, I don't know, I'm going to work. It's going to be a long day.
Right, yeah.
Don't want to have to reapply the red
lip. Put your lip plumper
on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I have a little bit of a neuter lip today. So that is the first look.
Love.
Yeah, I love these pants too because, yeah, they're the paper bag. They're stretchy. What did I say? They were 20. I looked it up before this. 26?
Like 26 or 27.
$26 on Amazon. Yeah. Like seriously, it's so affordable.
They look so comfortable.
They're super comfortable. Yeah. And I like to wear them, this blouse. You can wear them with any blouse.
Right.
You can wear it without the blazer too. But the blouse, it's like a tank top.
Yeah.
I like it a little bit more loose with the paper bag. Sometimes I like to have like the loose bottoms with a tighter top.
That's
But because of the paper bag, I feel like it's nice to have a little give in the stomach area.
Yeah.
But either way works. Like a bodysuit would work great.
For
with
sure.
This.
Yeah.
Like a tighter bodysuit.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm feeling, you know, I had a little, I ate all the things in Hawaii.
Oh, I was
so
just,
like, give me a little bit of extra room in the stomach right now.
We were saying you look fabulous.
Yeah.
Well,
we noticed
you.
That.
I ate everything and anything I could. We had ice cream like every single day.
I don't know. Would she have sand?
I know, right?
It just went through her system.
I know it did.
Okay,
right.
All right.
So that was look number one. And then look number two is more of that casual everyday.
Yeah.
So do you guys remember the movie Bridesmaids?
Heck
yes.
I mean, who can forget that movie?
Yeah.
Kristen Wiig is hilarious.
Yes.
I like her like from SNL. She's like one of my favorites on SNL. She wore a blazer with a graphic tee in that movie so many times. And ever since then, I want to say that was like in high school when that came out. It was a long time ago, I feel like. Mm-hmm. But she wore a graphic tee with a blazer and jeans, like, all the time. And I'm like, I love this look. It's so casual, but like a little dressed up with a blazer. So I have it on the blog post, a graphic tee with a blazer. And you can wear lots of different graphic tees. I have this Friends one, though. You know, I love my Friends.
Oh, yeah.
My Friends show. It's a pink Friends tee from Amazon. And then I just paired that with some distressed denim and the blazer. And then I also threw on my Vans with it, which I didn't bring today, but my Vans sneakers. They're just black and white.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're on Facebook Live, I didn't, since I'm wearing the black blazer, I have another blazer that's black and white striped. Does it remind you of, like, Beetlejuice?
Oh, yeah.
Totally. If you look at the reviews, the photos of this blazer,
you're hilarious.
I think people wore them for Halloween, but I love it as, like, an actual workwear, or, like, casual wear look, I should say.
Kelsey, but when it comes to the t-shirts, when you wear a blazer, are there certain, you know, things like, hey, stick with this type of style?
Right. Yeah, I think any graphic tee is going to work so well with a blazer. It depends. You just want to match a little bit. But I love this with the pink and the black and white stripes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Black and white goes with anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most blazers are going to be like a solid color. Mm-hmm. Okay. So as long as you're pairing it with something that meshes well with it, honestly, like, you're you can get away with any graphic tee. You might not want to go with, like, a cropped graphic tee. That would probably be the only thing to avoid.
With my belly button ring? Right. Yes, I do.
That might be the only thing. Yeah.
So how affordable are these looks?
So, yeah, like I said, with those pants, like $26 with that. So the blazer, I found some. I could not find the one that I bought. I'm pretty sure this is the TJ Maxx find, like, years ago. Oh. So if you guys go to TJ Maxx, I bet they have a ton of blazers to choose from. But I linked a bunch of different ones from Nordstrom that are a little bit better quality.
Okay.
When it comes to a blazer, if you're wearing them often, obviously you want to spend a little bit more money so they're not getting worn out easily.
Right.
If you're not wearing them as often, I'm fine. That's why I'm fine with, like, going with the TJ Maxx find. Because if it's a cheaper material and you're not wearing it as much, then you're okay with with buying on the a more affordable side. So I linked everything and the prices for all of these on the blog post. So I have this snake print top. I actually found a dupe for it through Amazon because this one's from Evereve and it was way too expensive and I don't know why I bought it, but I did, you know.
Well, it looked good,
one of those impulse buys.
It looks good.
But yeah, mostly everything else is very affordable. I have some red dress distressed pants on there. Red Dress is one of my favorite boutiques. And then the Vans are a little bit of a splurge, but any sneaker is going to do with the casual look too. And bonus, if you throw on some heels with that casual look, you have a going out outfit.
Yeah, that's true.
Let it be her.
Yeah,
that's
so
true.
You can run errands and then throw some heels on, and then you have dinner and drinks.
And then you come here for a second date update.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Tracy, of course, for people out on the highway of the Beltline are not able to see our Facebook Live, so how can they see these styles today?
Hey, so you can get exclusive access to Kelsey's blog posts and weekly styling tips by texting the word FLY, F-L-Y, to 608-321-0931. Kelsey, tell us where we can find you.
So I am on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and... what do we call it? TikTok. Now that I'm on TikTok, at It's Me Kelsey 22.
So
I almost forgot what it was called for a second. We were just talking about it. And then my blog is KelseyChristine.com. And Kelsey, I should say, is K-E-L-S-I-E. And then I'm also on YouTube at Kelsey Christine.
Oh, yeah.
But if you find me in one place, you can pretty much
find her everywhere.
Yeah.
Follow this beauty. She has over 23,000 followers on Instagram, and there's a reason for that. Thank you, Kelsey Christine, for coming back. We are happy that you are here. I know you want to go back to Hawaii, but
I know.
We're happy
I'll be here next week. Don't worry.
All right, okay, good. There you have it. Mantown.